Gallup will no longer track presidential approval ratings after more than 8 decades doing so, the public opinion polling agency confirmed to The Hill on Wednesday. The company said that starting this year, it would stop publishing approval and favorability ratings of individual political figures. In a statement, it said this shift reflects an evolution in how Gallup focuses its public research and thought leadership. Our commitment is to long-term, methodologically sound research on issues and conditions that shape people's lives, a spokesperson for the agency said. That work will continue through the Gallup Poll Social Series, the Gallup Quarterly Business Review, the World Poll, and our portfolio of U.S. and global research. The Gallup presidential approval rating has, for decades, been among the top barometers cited by media outlets when measuring public opinion of the president's performance. President Trump has seen his rating by the agency slip in recent months, peaking at 47% last February, and dipping to less than 37% in its last poll taken in December. This change is part of a broader, ongoing effort to align all of Gallup's public work with its mission, the spokesperson said. We look forward to continuing to offer independent research that adheres to the highest standards of social science. When asked by The Hill if Gallup had received any feedback from the White House, or anyone in the current administration, before making the decision, the spokesperson said. This is a strategic shift solely based on Gallup's research goals and priorities. Trump's Gallup approval rating, as of last December, was among the lowest the organization had found since it began taking the poll in the 1930s. Former President Truman earned an average approval rating of 45% during his time in office, from April 1945 to January 1953. Former President Biden earned an average approval rating of 42% from January 2021 to January 2025. Former President Kennedy experienced some of the highest average ratings Gallup has ever recorded, 71%, from January 1961 to November 1963, and former President Eisenhower topped out at an average of 61% from January 1953 to January 1961. Over the years, Gallup's polling business has grown to include surveys far beyond partisan politics. It now asks about subjects such as employee workplace engagement, public views on the spread of artificial intelligence, and other global indicators of public trust and happiness. With major institutions, updated at 12:07 p.m. Eastern.